B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Dav Zayin. We're going to start from the second line from the top of the Omud. Omer Rabbi Vohu said that Godol Yoyma Geshomim, the day that rain comes down is great, it's greater mitchia sameisim than the day that the dead are going to be revived. De'ilu tchia sameisim le'tzadikim, because tchia sameisim, only the tzadikim will benefit from it. Ve'ilu geshomim, but the rain, bein tzadikim bein l'rashoim, not only the tzadikim benefit from it, even the rashoim benefit from it. And that's what makes the day of geshomim even greater than tchia sameisim. Upligadur of Yosef, and the Rabbi Vohu is arguing with Rav Yosef, because Rabbi Vohu said that the day of the coming of the rain is even more than Tchiyas Sameisim. Rav Yosef said, no, it's equal. The Omer Rav Yosef mitoich sheishkulo k'tchiyas Sameisim. The greatness of the day of the rain is that it is equivalent to Tchiyas Sameisim, and therefore kavua b'tchiyas Sameisim. That's the reason why we actually mention the Mashiv Aruach Umerid Hageshem in the bracha, the second bracha of Shemoneh Esra, by Tchiyas Sameisim. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yehuda, Godol Yoyma Geshomim, the day of the rain is great, K'yoyim Shenitna Boi Torah, as great as the day that the Torah was given. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ya'aroif Kamotor Likhi, my teachings will drip like rain. Ve'in Lekach, the word Lekach is the teachings, is Elot Torah, is referring to Torah. Shenemar, as we see in another Pasuk in Mishli, Ki Lekach Toiv, for a good good teachings, Nosati Lochem, I have given you. What are they? Toirasi, my Torah, Al Tazoivu, do not abandon it. Rava Omar, Rava says, Yesem Yem Shenitna by Torah. The day of the rain is not only similar to the day that Torah was given, it's greater than the day the Torah was given. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Yarif Kamotor Likhi, that my teachings will drip like the rain. So it's like one thing is compared to another. We're comparing the Torah to the rain. Mi nitle b'mi. Who's compared to who? We have an Omer. We always say that the cotton is nitle b'gadol. The smaller thing, the lesser thing, is dependent, is similar to the bigger thing. We don't compare a big thing to a small thing. We compare a small thing to a big thing. So if we compare Likhi, the Torah, to motor, to the rain, so that it seems from there the day the rain comes down is even greater than the day that the Torah was given. Says the Gemara, Rava Rami. Rava asks an apparent contradiction. Ksivit says, Yarif kamotor likhi, that my teachings will drip like rain. Uchsiv, and it says in the Pasuk, the next words in the same Pasuk, Tizal katal imrosi, my speech will flow like dew. So when are the words of Torah supposed to be like rain, and rain is yaroif, and yaroif can sometimes be quite forceful, and when is it supposed to be like gentle, like dew? Says the Gemara, Im Talmud Chacham Hogunhu, if the Talmud is a Talmud Chacham, which is a good one, of a good character, that means somebody who actually wants to learn from the Rebbe, then Ketel, then you should be very gentle, and you should accept him and teach him. Ve'im lav, however, if it's not a Talmud Chacham Hogun, then Orfehu, then so to speak, we use the term Yaroif. So Yaroif means, in the literal translation, is to drip. But it can also mean Yaroif, as in Orfehu, to break its neck, Kamotor, like a rainstorm, and you should not be so quick before taking on such a Talmud. That Talmud should exert more of an effort before he is accepted, and before it's worthy of teaching him. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Hoyer of Beno Omer, Kol Oisik B'Torah Lishmo, anyone who learns Torah for the sake of the Torah, not just in order to be called a rabbi, or he's doing it because Hashem said there's a mitzvah to learn Torah, then Torah so yinasis leisam chayim, then the Torah will come for him for a drug of life. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk in Mishli, Eitz Chaim hi, that Torah is considered a tree of life, lemachzikim bo, for those who cling on to it. V'simcheh u'mu'ushar. V'omer, there's another Pasuk in Mishli that says, Rif'us tehi l'sharecha, that Torah will be a cure through your navel, which means that Torah is going to be the source of life, like a little unborn child, his source of sustenance is through his navel, so too the Torah will be a cure and a source of life. V'oimer is another pasuk that says in Mishli, Ki moitzoi, those who find me, motzachaim, have found life. However, anyone who studies Torah shelo lishma, not for the sake of Torah, then nasis leisamoves, then Torah can potentially become a deadly poison for him. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk we mentioned before, ya'arif kamotor likhi, that my teachings will be like rain. But ya'arif, what does ya'arif mean? It means vein arifo el ariga. The word ya'arif is also used in the context of killing. Shenemer, as it says, we mentioned it before, that it says vayiridu zikno ha'ir ha'hi es ha'eglo, that the elders, they take the calf down al Nachal Eson, to the Eson River, asher lo yaavid boi v'lo yizora, v'orfu shomes ha'eglo banochal, they break the neck of this calf on the riverbed, at the riverside, and so you see that the word v'orfu can mean to break a neck, to kill. So somebody who's not learning Torah lishma, Torah can become deadly for him. Continues the Gemara, omale Rabbi Yirmiyah l'Rab Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rab Zeira, nisni mar, leisim mar lisni, come and teach us something. Omar le, Rab Zeira said, cholosh liboy, I'm feeling very weak and faint, b'loya chilna, I cannot come and teach you anything. So he says, leim mar milsed agadita, tell us something in Agada, something a little bit easier to teach and easier to understand. Omar le, so he said, okay, hocha omar Rabbi Yechanon, I'll tell you something from Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon said, may dichsiv, this that it says in the pasuk, ki sotzur al ir yomim rabim lihilochim oleo lesofso loisashchis es eitzo lindoyach ole olov garzon ki mimenu soichel v'oisoi loisichros. You shouldn't, because you eat from a fruit tree, you shouldn't cut it down. Ki ha'odom eitza sode, because a person is a tree in a field. Lovi miponecho b'motzer. Says the Rabbi Yechanon said, v'chi odom eitza sodehu? What, a man is a tree? A man's not a tree. A man is a man. A tree is a tree. Elo mishum dichsiv, because it says in that same pasuk, ki mimenu soichal v'oisoi leisichros, that you eat from the tree and you shouldn't cut it down. Uchsiv, and it says in another pasuk, rak eitz asheteida ki loy eitz machol hu, if it's not a fruit, a tree you can eat from, oisoi sashchis, you can destroy it, v'choroto, and you can cut it down, uvonisa motzer aloir ashe yoisoi milchoma adridita. Okay, Tzad. In one pasuk it says you can destroy a tree, in another pasuk it says you can't destroy a tree. So what is it dependent on? So, because what the Gemara is really answering is that when it says ki odom eitz hasadeh, it means that not that a person is a tree. A person is compared to a tree, and the same way as a tree, there are some trees that one can benefit from, and one's not allowed to cut them down. And there are other trees that one cannot benefit from, and one can cut them down. So too, that's what the pasuk says, that man is the same. There are some people, im talmud chacham hogun hu, if he's a talmud chacham who is of positive nature, and he wants to learn from his Rebbe, mimenu toichal, you should learn from him and benefit from him, v'oisoy leisichros, and you shouldn't cut him down. V'im lav, but if he's not hogun, if he doesn't have a good nature, then oisoy sashchis v'choroso, you can shun him and stay away from him. Continues the Gemara, Om Reb Chom, Om Reb Chanino, Maidich Siv. It says in the Pasuk, barzel ba barzel yochad. Iron sharpens iron. That means you want to sharpen iron, it should rub the iron against iron. What does that mean? V'ish yachad pnei re'eyu. Lo yimar l'cho, this teaches us, ma barzel ze. In the same way as this iron, echod mechadid es chaveiroi, one sharpens the other, so too, af shnei talmidei chachomim, two talmidei chachomim, mechadidin ze ze b'halocha, that two talmidei chachomim, they sharpen each other when they're discussing halocha. Omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chono, Loma Nimshlo Divrei Torah Ke'esh, why is Torah compared to fire? Shenemar, where do we see Torah is compared to fire? The Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Haloi Koi Dvori Ke'esh, Nu'um Hashem, my words are like fire, says Hashem. Why is that? Lo'im Alachot to teach us, Ma Eish, Eine Doilek Yechidi. Typically, when you want to ignite a fire, you never just take a single piece of wood, you take a few pieces of wood. After Divrei Torah, so to Divrei Torah, ein miskayim min biyichidi, they're not retained when a person is just learning with himself, rather it should be with a group of people. You should learn with others. V'hainu domer b'yesi bar chanina, as b'yesi bar chanina said, may dechsiv, this that it says in the pasuk, in Yirmiyah, cherev al habadim, a sword on those who are alone, v'noyalu, and fools, cherev el gibayreo v'chotu. So what does it mean, cherev al habadim? Cherev al seineim shel talmidei chachomim. And the Torah often, the Chazal often use the term when it's derogatory, so to speak, against the enemies of Klal Yisrael or the enemies of talmidei chachomim, which is just a sensitive way of really referring to the opposite. So it says that there's a cherev, the sword, will be on who? On habadim, on those who are learning on their own. On the seneim shel talmidei chachomim, on those talmidei chachomim she'oisken bad bebad b'Torah, who are engaged in Torah on their own. V'lo'oid, not only that, elo she'metapshin, not only that the sword will be on them, but they become fools. Where do we see that from? Shenemar, as it says in that very pasuk, the next words, v'noyalu. And v'noyalu means they will become foolish. V'lo'oid, not only will they become foolish, elo she'choitin, at the end they will come to sin. Why? What's the connection between v'noyalu and choitim? Ksiv hach, it says here v'noyalu. Uksiv hasam, and it says elsewhere in the pasuk. Vayoyim Aaron el Moshe bi adoni al nososhe solenu chatos asher noyalnu v'asher chotonu. So you see that the word noyalnu, which is being foolish, and chotonu and sinning, are put together. So you see that wherever there's a foolishness, there's sin. V'iboyis ema. Or you could, from a different pasuk, Mehocha, there's another pasuk in Yeshaya that says, Noyalu, sorry, Tzoyan, the ministers of Tzoyan became foolish. Vehitu es Mitzrayim. And they led astray, the pasuk says, Noyalu, sorry, Tzoyan, Nisu, sorry, Noif, Hisu es Mitzrayim. Vehisu es Mitzrayim means they led Mitzrayim astray, and leading astray is what Averis do. So you see that the Noyalu, the foolishness, and the Averis, they go hand in hand. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Lama Nimshlu Divrei Torah Ke'etz. Why is Divrei Torah compared to a tree, to wood? Shenemar, where do we find this? The Pasuk says, we mentioned it before already, Eitz Chaim Hi Lemachzikim Bo, for those who cling to Torah, Torah is a tree of life for them. Loima Lecho, to teach us, Ma Eitz Cotton Madlik Es HaGodol. In the same way as when you want to ignite a big piece of wood, a big branch, a big trunk, you ignite the fire with small branches and twigs. The small wood, a small tree, lights a big one. Av Talmidei Chachomim, so too the Talmidei Chachomim, Ktanim Mechaddim Es HaGdolim. The smaller ones, the younger ones, are constantly asking questions, and this sharpens and brightens up the older and bigger Talmidei Chachomim. V'hainu d'omer of Chanina, Harbe lomadeti miraboisai. I learned a lot from my teachers. Umechaveira yoisa miraboisai. I learned even more from my colleagues and friends. Umitalmidai, but from my students, yoisa mikulam, I learned more than anything. Says the Gemara of Chanina bar Papa Romi, there's an apparent contradiction. Ksivit says in one pasuk, Likras tzomei heisoyu moyim. To a thirsty person, you should bring water. In a different pasuk it says, Hoy, kol tzomei, any thirsty person, l'chula mayim, go and find water, go to the water. So what does that mean? That when you have a thirsty person, are you supposed to bring him the water, or are you supposed to expect him to come to the water? So to Talmidei Chachomim, when a Talmid who's thirsting for Torah, is the teacher supposed to come to the Talmud, or is the Talmud supposed to come to the teacher? Im Talmud Hogun, who, if it's a Talmud who really wants to learn from the Rebbe, then Likras Tzomei, then towards the thirsty person, he saw you moim, you should bring water. V'iloi, but if he's not a Talmud Hogun, then Hoy kol Tzomei l'chula maim, then the Rebbe should not come to the Talmud should go out of his way to come to the Rebbe. Reb Chanina bar Chomer Romi, an apparent contradiction. Ksivit says in one pasuk, Yafutzu mayonosecha chutzo, that your wellsprings should sprout outwards. They should spread out. Uksiv, and it says in another pasuk, Yiu lecha levadecha ve'in nazarim itoch, that you should be for yourself, without other people. That means you should just be, learn yourself, don't go out. So there's a contradiction. Is a Talmud Chacham supposed to go out and teach and make his voice heard or not? So it answers the Gemara, Im Talmud Hogun Hu, if it's a good Talmud, Yafutsu Bayin Asecha Chutzo, you should teach him, and that way your wellsprings will go out, will spread out. Vim Lav, if he's not a Talmud Hogun, Yiu Lecha Levadecha, better you shouldn't teach him and just learn on your own.
V'omar Rebbe, Chanina bar Idi, Lomo Nimshlu Divrei Torah Lemaim.
Why is Torah compared to Mayim D'Chsiv, as we saw in the Pasuk, Hoi, Kol Tzomei, anyone who's thirsty, L'chula Mayim, go to the water, which means anyone who's thirsting for Torah should go to Torah. Why is Torah compared to water? Lo'im Alachot, to teach us that Mayim Manichin Mokim Gavoya, that water typically, it leaves the higher levels, V'holchim L'mokim Nomuch, and it flows down to the lower levels. After Divrei Torah, so to Divrei Torah in Miskaimin cannot be retained, Elo B'misha Daita Shefela, only by a humble person who doesn't think he's so great. Torah is compared in different places to the following three drinks, liquids, beverages. B'mayim, water, yayin, wine, cholov, and milk. Tichsiv, where do we see this? In Psukim, one pasuk we've mentioned, Hoi, kol tzomei, anyone who's thirsting, Torah, l'chula mayim, go to water, which is Torah. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk that says, Hoi, kol tzomei, l'chula mayim, v'asher ein loy kesef, somebody who doesn't have money, l'chu shivru, you should go and buy ve'echoilu and eat. U'l'chu shivru, go buy b'loi kesef without money. U'b'loi mechir without cost, what should you buy? Yayin v'cholov, wine and milk. So you see that the Torah is compared also to wine and milk. So why is Torah compared to these three? Lo'i melachot, to tell you, ma'ash lo'i shomashkin alolu, in the same way as these three drinks, ein miskaimin, they're only preserved, elo bepochis shebekelim, in inferior utensils, after Divrei Torah, so too, at Divrei Torah ein miskaimin, they cannot be retained, elo b'misha daita shfela, with a humble person who views himself somewhat inferior relative to Hashem and relative to anything that's truthfully greater than him. Kedomrole brate, and this is similar to what the daughter, the Caesar of the Caesar, said to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. The Caesar said to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, "Hey, woe, chochma mufoira, that you have glorious wisdom, you Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, bekli mechor, but you're so ugly. Is it correct? Does it make sense that Torah, that knowledge and wisdom should be contained by something so ugly?" Omar lo. So Rabbi Shua ben Chananya responded to the daughter of the Caesar, "Avicha, your father the Caesar, Romi Chamra, where did he store his wine? B'moni de Pachta, the Pachra, in earthenware utensils, in barrels." Omro Lei. So she asked Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, "Elo b'mai nirmi, where do you want my father to store the wine?" Omaroi said to her, "Aten de chashvisu, your nobility, you're rich and you're noble. Romu b'moni dava v'kaspa, you should put it in gold utensils and silver utensils." Ozlo, she went home. V'omro li lavua, she said to her father the Caesar, "Ramya lechamra b'moni dava v'kaspa, put the wine not in earthenware utensils, put them in utensils of gold and silver." He did that. V'takif, they became sour. Also, so they came, the servants came to the Caesar, v'omrule, and they told the Caesar the wine's gone sour. Omar lo lebrates, the Caesar said to his daughter, "Man omar lecha hachi, who told you that I should put the wine into these containers, and look what's happened?" Omrule, so she said to him, "Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, he told me, kiryuhu." They called Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Omar Lei, and the Caesar said to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, "Amai omro lo hochi, why did you tell my daughter that I should put the wine in gold and silver containers?" Omar Lei said to her, "I was just replying to what she said to me. Ki hecha de omro li, omri lo. The way she spoke to me, I replied to her, this was her idea. Because she said that wisdom, that chochma should be, not, they should not be held in ugly utensils." So now the Gemara asks, and this daughter of the Caesar actually asked Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, "Ika Shapiri de Gemiri." Well, there's plenty of beautiful people who are very learned. So you're suggesting that knowledge and wisdom is like wine that must be in ugly and inferior utensils? Well, there's plenty of learned people who are not so beautiful. So he answered back, "Ihava soni, if they would be ugly, tfehava gemiri. Then they would have been even more learned, because it's impossible to be completely humble when you're so beautiful. And if you're not humble, you'll end up forgetting what you've learned and not being able to retain the wisdom." Dava achir. So that's one explanation why Torah is compared to these three drinks, is because they need to be stored and preserved in inferior utensils. Dava achir, another explanation, ma'ash lo'i shomashkin alolu ein nifsolin elo behesech hadas, what causes these three drinks to get lost, to get spilt, or for something that's going to ruin it to fall inside them, that's only if it's if you don't pay attention. And because if you don't pay attention, then things will fall in. And because these three drinks are not very dense, that means they are less dense than shemen and dvash, than honey and oil, and therefore whatever falls into them is not going to float on them, and it's going to get ruined. After Vitera, so to Teira, Ein Mishtakchen Elo Behesach Adas, that if you don't pay attention to it, to constantly review what you've learned, then they will get forgotten. Continues the Gemara, Omer B'chomim Bar Chanina, God El Yem HaShomim, the day the rain comes down is great, K'yom Shenivru Shemayim V'Oretz, like the day that the earth was created. Shenemar, as it says in Apostle Kinyashaya, Har'ifu Shemayim Mimal, that the skies will shower from above, Ushchokim, and the heavens, Yizlu Tzedek, will rain down righteousness, Tiftach Eretz, the earth will open up to receive the rain, Vayifru Yeshar, and they will multiply with salvation, Utstoko Tatzmiach Yachad, and together, Vayifru Yeshar Utstoka, and they will multiply with their salvation and their tzedakah, the charity, tatzmiach yachad, they will spring up together. Ani Hashem borosiv, I am Hashem who have created it. The question is: these words, Ani Hashem borosiv, what's it talking about? Is it talking about the shamayim, the shchokim? Is it talking about the heavens and the skies, or is it talking about the rain that's going to come down? So it says borosim. If it would say borosim, ani Hashem borosim in plural, then I would understand it's referring to the shchokim, to the heavens. But lo nemar, it doesn't say that. It says elo borosiv in singular. So it must be referring to the rain. So you see here that the rain is the term for rain is used for we use the term borosiv, creation. So you see that the day that the rain comes down is a form of creation, and that's why God liyem agashomim, like the day that the world was created. Continues the Gemara, Omer Boishia, God liyem agashomim shafilu Yeshua, even salvation, Yeshua is par of a rover boy, can multiply and grow in it. Shenem, and the reason is because since there's a lot of rain, then it must be a Shas Ratzon, a time where Hashem can be appeased, and therefore the Militza Yesha, those who are coming to show benefit for Klal Yisrael, are going to come and speak their benefit, and therefore they will cause a Yeshua salvation. Shenemar, as we saw in the Pasuk we just mentioned, Tiftach Eretz Vayifru Yesha Utzdaka, that due to the rain, the Shchokim Yizlu, and Harifu Shemayim Imal, that the Yesha Utzdaka is going to multiply and to grow, and that's what you see in this pasuk. So you see that the Yom HaGeshomim is reason to expect salvation. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Tanchoim Bar Chaniloi, Ein HaGeshomim Yerdim Elim Kein Nimchalu Avinisem Shel Yisrael. The rain will only come down if Hashem has forgiven Klal Yisrael for their averis. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Rotziso Hashem Arzecho, the Hashem has favored the land. Shavto, you've returned. Shvus Yaakov, those of Yaakov in captivity. So when it says Rotziso es Arzecho, that you have favored the land, what does that mean? That means with water. It means that you've given the land, the earth, you've given it rain. And what does it say immediately after that? Nosos avoyin amecho, that you've forgiven the averus of your nation. Chesiso kol chatosom selo, and you've concealed, you've covered over the averus selo. So you see that when rain comes down, it's a sign that Hashem has forgiven the averus. Continues the Gemara, Omale ze'iri midihavas, not the regular ze'iri that we know, who actually never met Ravina, but Rav Ziri Midiavas, he said to Ravina, Atun mehocha masnitolo, you derived it from there, Anan mehocha masnitolo, we learn it from a different pasuk, that the pasuk says, Va'ato tishma shamayim, and you and the sky should hear, V'solachto lachatas avodecho, and you should forgive the Averus of the nation, Amcha Yisrael, etc. So you see that the Shamayim hearing, which is the source of rain, is consequent to the Vasalachta Lachatas Avodecho Vamcho Yisrael, that to forgiving the Averis of Klal Yisrael. Omer Rav Tanuchim Bereidu Rav Chia, Ish Kfar Aku. Rav Tanuchim, a resident from the Kfar Aku, he said that Ein Goshomim Ne'etzorim, the rain is not withheld, Elohim Kein Nischaivu Soineim Shel Yisrael, as we said before, it says Soineim, the enemies of Klal Yisrael, but really what it means is not the enemies, it means the opposite, that it's only when the Soineim Shel Yisrael are condemned, Kloya, to destruction, only then the rain is withheld. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, in Iyoiv, Tzio, which is the dry season, Gamchoim, and the warm season, Yigzelu Meime Sheleg, Sho'el Chato, they will steal away the waters of the snow, Sho'el Chato, to the depth that they have sinned. So you see that when there's a Yigzelu Meime Sheleg, when the waters of the snow, when the waters are deprived, are stolen away, so to speak, it's consequent to sin. So when it says Tzio Gamchoim Yigzelu, it means that the dry seasons are going to steal from the winters. That means the whole year, or much more of the year, is going to be summer rather than winter. That's because there's not going to be any rain. It's because of Sha'ol Chato, because they have sinned to the depths. Omele Ziri Medivas L'Ravina. Rav Ziri said to Ravina, Atun Mehocha Masnitu, you learn it from here. We learn it from the pasuk Va'otzar es hashamayim, that Hashem says, "I will restrain the heavens from giving the rain." We say this in the Shema. V'chor af Hashem bochem va'otzar es hashamayim v'lo yeh motor v'adom lo yisitein es yivulo. And immediately afterwards, it says, "Va'avadtem heiro," that you will swiftly perish me'al ha'oretz hatoyva Hashem lo yisin lochem. So you see that when Hashem restrains the rain, it goes together with a swift punishment of destruction. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Chizda, Ein Hagashomim Netzorim, the rain is only withheld, Elo Bishvil Bitul Trumos Maestres, it's because they are neglecting from keeping the halachos of Trumos and Maestres. Shenemer, from the Pasuk we just saw now in Iyoiv, Tzio, Gamchoim Yigzelu Meimei Sheleg, who is stealing from the winter days, from the rainy days? It's the days of the summer. My mashma, how do you see from there? Tona deber b'shmoil b'shvil dvorim shetzivisi eschem b'moisa chamo. It's because you did things wrong in the summer. Because in the summertime is the time when you're supposed to be giving trumas and maestras. And you didn't. V'lo yasisem, you didn't do it. Yigzelu mechem meimei sheleg b'moisa gashomim. It's because of that the summer days are going to steal away the winter days and you will not have snow and rain. Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Ein Hagashomim Netzorim, the rain is only withheld, Elo Bishvil Mesaprei Loshon Hara. People who speak bad about each other, Loshon Hara, they are the cause of a drought when there's no rain. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, in Mishli, Ruach Hatzofoin, the northern wind, Techoileil, Geshem prevents the rain, Ufonim Nizomim, and the angry face, that means when Hashem's face, is, so to speak, is angry, is Loshin Seser, is because of secretive talk, which is Loshin Hara. Omer of Sala, Omer of Hamnuna, Ein Hagashomim Netzorim, Elo Bishvil Azei Ponim. The reason that rain is withheld is only because of those brazen and haughty, arrogant people. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayimon'u Revivim, the showers are withheld, Umalkoish Loihoyo, and the Malkish, which is the rain, as we've seen, is not going to be. Umeitzach isha zoyna, and the forehead of an isha zoyna, hoyaloch, me'antol ikolim, and you refused to be ashamed. So you see that the meitzach isha zoyna, which is a brazen face, is the source that vayimonu revivim, that the showers will be withheld. V'omer of Salo, omer of Amnuna, kol odom sheyesh li azos ponim, any person who is brazen, soif nichshal b'aveira, at the end he's going to stumble with aveiras. Shenemer, as it says in this posuk, it says, u'metzach isha zoyna hoyoloch, me'anto ikolim, that means you're compared to the metzach isha zoyna, which is a serious stumbling of aveiras, me'anto ikolim, and you refuse to be ashamed, and that's the brazenness, that's the arrogance. Rav Nachman Omar, b'yadua shenichshal b'aveira, not only in the future you'll probably stumble with aveiras, rather you can be sure that And it's evident that he has, if he's arrogant and brazen, you can assume that he's fallen with an Avera. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Metzach Isha Zoyna Hoya Lecha. It was. That means you were like an Isha Zoyna. It doesn't say you will be because you're going to fall with an Avera. No, you have already fallen with an Avera. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Kol Adam Shesh Le'azos Ponim, any person who is brazen, Mutter Le'kroi Sei Rosha, for that alone one is allowed to call him a wicked person. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Hei'ez Ish, a brazen man, Rosha Befonov, you can call him in his face, you can call him a wicked person. Rav Nachman Be'Yitzchok Omer, Mutter Le'snoi Sei, he says you're even allowed to hate him. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Mi kechochom umi yodea peisher davar. Chochmas odom toir ponov v'oiz ponov, the boldness of his face. That means his boldness yeshune will be transformed. And the Gemara says al tikri yeshune. Don't read it as being that the oiz ponov, the boldness of his face, will be transformed. Rather elo yisone. You're allowed to, somebody who has a bold face, somebody who's brazen, is allowed to be hated. You're allowed to hate him. Omer of Katina, Ein Gashomim Netzorim, the rain is only withheld, Elo Bishvil Bittel Torah, because they are neglecting Torah. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Ba'atzaltayim, with laziness, Yimach HaMekore, the roof will collapse. What does that? Ubeshiflus Yodaim, Yidleif HaBoyis. So what does that mean? Bishvil Atzlus Shehoyo B'Yisrael, because they were lazy, Shele Osku Batera, they were not occupied in Torah learning, Nase Soinei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, the enemy of Hashem, and this is again just a way of speaking about Hashem, but because it's, so to speak, a limitation, Hashem doesn't have any limitations, so it's just, so to speak, we're talking about the enemies of Hashem, but it means Nase, Soinish Lakadosh Baruch Hu Moch, will, so to speak, become impoverished, which means that, so to speak, his ability to give rain and will be diminished, and that's what it means, that because we're being lazy in Torah, and we're not exerting ourselves enough in Torah, then Hashem, so to speak, is going to act to us as if he cannot give us the rain. Ve'ein moch ela oni, the word moch means poor and impoverished. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, ve'im moch hu me'er p'kecha, if he's too poor for the assessment that the Pasuk is talking about there. Ve'ein mekore, it says, yimoch ha'mekore. Who's the mekore? Who's the roofer? Elokadosh Baruch Hu. He's talking about Hashem. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, ha'mekore v'mayim al Yosef, Hashem is the one who roofs his upper chambers with water. Rav Yosef Amar Mehocha, Rav Yosef says, you learn from here that the reason that rain is withheld is because of Bittul Torah, because it says, Va'ata, Loi Ro'u Oyer, that when they don't see light, which is Torah, then Boihirhu Bashchokim, then there's the patches of the clouds in the skies, that even though there are patches of clouds, which would give us rain, but V'ruach Ovra v'tatarim, the wind is going to come and blow and clear them away, and they will not give any rain. Vein oir ela teira, whenever it speaks about oir, it means teira. Shenemer, as it says, kineir mitzvah, that the mitzvahs are compared to a candle, v'teira oir, and teira is a light. And bohir hu bashchokim, that the skies were patchy, and that these patches of in the skies are going to be cleared away by the winds because there's no light, they're not learning Torah. Tana debiri b'shmoel afilu b'shoa she'rekia nase bohirin bohirin, even when the skies are full of patches of clouds, lohirid tal umotor, in order to pour down dew and rain, ruach ovrov atatarum, a wind will come and blow them and clear them away. Continues the Gemara, Omer Abami, Ein Agashomim Netzorim Elo Ba'avoyin Gezel, the rain is only withheld because of the Avera of theft. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Al Kapayim Kisa Oir, with clouds the light is concealed. Ba'avoyin Kapayim, because of the Averus of Kapayim, which one does with one hand, which is we're soon going to see as theft, Kisa Oir, the light is concealed. Ve'ein Oir, Ve'ein kapayim elachomos, what does it mean, averus you do with your hands, with your kapayim? Or what does it mean, the word kapayim is is talking about chomos, is talking about theft, shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, vayiskasu sakim ha'odom v'habahimu v'yikru. This is by Yoyin v'yikru el elukim b'chozko v'yishuvu ish midarki oro u'min ha'chomos asher b'kapayim. And from the theft they had in their palms, in their hands, the word kapayim can also mean their hands, their palms, and it's talking about the naveira of theft, which is in the hands. Vein oir el amotor, then, because as it says, al kapayim kisa oir, the light will be concealed. What's the light? Here it's talking about the rain. Ein oir el amotor shenemar, where do we find that rain is called light? This is a posuk in Iyov, af bri yatriach ov, yofitz onon oiroi, which means that yofitz, it scatters, anan oiroi, the rain clouds. So you see in that pasuk that the rain clouds are called anan oiroi. So you see that oir can mean the clouds, the rain. Asks the Gemara, Maitakante, what's the remedy? So these averes have been done and now there's no rain. How can we bring the rain? Answers the Gemara, Yarbe betfilo, you should daven profusely. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, Vayitzav oleo b'mafgia. This is a continuation of the pasuk al kapayim kisa oir. If because of theft the rain has been withheld, then the pasuk continues in Iyov vayetzav oleo that you should command for the rain b'mafgia through petitioning to Hashem, through davening to Hashem. Where do we see that the word pegia means tefillah? Ve'in pegia lo tefillah shenemer, as it says in the pasuk va'ato, and you al tispalil ba'ad o'om hazeh, you should not daven for the nation, ve'al tiso ba'adom rino tfilo, ve'al tiv gabi, do not entreat me, ki eineni shemea oisach. So you see that when it comes to entreating and to begging Hashem, the term used is tivga, ve'al tiv gabi. Over there Hashem was telling the Novi not to daven, but you see that tivga means to beg Hashem. So when it says in the pasuk vayitzav oleo b'mafgia, it means if because of theft the rain has been deprived of you and now you want the rain, you have to daven really hard and then there'll be rain. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir we're going to continue from here.